Welcome to Health Talk, presented by the Valley Health System. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Joining us today is Dr. Tricia Murphy, board certified in internal medicine and geriatrics and associate program director of the internal medicine residency at Spring Valley Hospital, to discuss the importance of bone health and how we can enhance it through nutrition, weight-bearing exercises, and more. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Murphy.
Happy to be here.
Let's just start with, why is bone health so vital for our overall well-being?
So bone health is important because as we get older, we start losing bone. And the more fragile our bones get, the more at risk of developing bone fractures we are.
So what are some red flags or symptoms that we should be aware of regarding bone health? What should we be looking out for?
There are no red flags. No symptoms associated with a decrease in bone health as we age. Most of the people are not aware that they're losing bone strength and they are at risk of developing bone fractures without knowing it.
So what role does nutrition play, if any, when, you know, trying to maintain strong bones?
The importance is that we develop our bones throughout our lives and our peak bone strength is developed around the age of 30. So as we are growing up, we should be promoting bone strength through exercise and nutrition, especially supplementing with calcium and vitamin D, because that's what's going to build up our bones throughout our life. After the age of 30, we start losing bone strength. So whatever we do in our lives, it has to be a lifelong decision.
Wow. At the age of 30, we start losing it. I cannot believe it. That's so early. Are there specific foods that are especially beneficial for bone health?
Yes. Milk-related products are the most important. For example, just regular milk, yogurt, cheese. There are certain fish like sardines or salmons that are rich in calcium and are beneficial for the individual to eat on a regular basis. There are certain vegetables like kale, broccoli, that are rich in calcium that are also beneficial. Some beverages are already fortified with calcium, such as soy milk, almond milk. Certain cereals are also fortified with calcium. And grains and pastas, even though they don't have a lot of calcium in it, they're fortified with calcium regularly. In addition to calcium, we're looking for foods that contain vitamin D. And most of the time, they're not intrinsically rich with vitamin D. So they're mostly supplemented with vitamin D. But fatty fish like trout, salmon, tuna, mackerel, they're rich in vitamin D. Beef liver, egg yolk are also rich in vitamin D. Some mushrooms. And milk is also fortified with vitamin D, like soy milk, almond milk, and oat milk.
Let's talk about weightlifting. Does that contribute to strengthening bones?
Yes, definitely yes. The weightlifting helps strengthening the bone, and the usually recommended exercise is 2 to 3 days a week, and doing repetitions, about 5 to 12 repetitions per set. And those sets should include at least 3 areas of major muscles.
So what advice would you have for someone just starting out with weight-bearing exercises? Like, how heavy should the weights be to start?
To start, the weight-bearing exercises can be just walking. You can do jogging. You can do stair climbing. You can do cycling. You can do stepping. So you don't necessarily need to add weights to begin with when you're doing weight-bearing exercises. You can start adding weight as the more into the exercise you get. Your body is going to get adjusted to your current level of exercise, and then you can continue to progress as your body tolerates it.
So you mentioned age affecting bone density and health, of course. So if we eat, you know, what you mentioned before and lift weights or do weight bearing exercises, which is, I think, using your own weight. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. You can use your own weight with exercises, like I mentioned, like walking, even Tai Chi, dancing, jogging.
So what about one's medical history or their family history? Does that play a part in bone health? Like if your mom had osteoporosis, are you definitely going to get it?
There is an increased risk having a family history of bone fracture, especially hip fractures. So if your mother or even your father, if they had a bone fracture associated with osteoporosis, you're at an increased risk for having osteoporosis yourself.
So these are really important tips to know if you do have family history of some sort. Are there any recent advancements in the field of bone health that you're excited about?
In the field of bone health, the most important thing is that I think the take-home message is that this is a lifelong commitment that you have to do with your bone health. So lifestyle, exercises, nutrition are the most important factors in bone health for maintaining your bone strength.
In closing, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, in closing, I would like to say that the best way to maintain bone health is to maintain a good, adequate intake of vitamins D and calcium. Also, lifelong participation in exercises that could be weight-bearing exercises, resistance exercises, the use of weight, and balanced exercises to improve your balance to prevent falls is very important. Another thing that I failed to mention earlier was people that are at increased risk for osteoporosis are those that are currently smokers and that do drink excess alcohol. So it is recommended for us to cut back in smoking and alcohol itself.
Wow, I never knew that. That's another good piece of information. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your expertise. That was so informative.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's Dr. Tricia Murphy. To learn more, please visit valleyhealthsystemlv.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thank you for listening to Health Talk, presented by the Valley Health System. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the Valley Health System. The system shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians.